Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Hebrews. We've been working our way through this very magisterial book. We're on the 8th chapter today, and I would simply remind you of issues that we've seen consistently through this book. It begins by elevating Jesus as preeminent. In the past, the Lord spoke through prophets, but now His son Jesus enters the discussion with this author, and he's dealing with Jewish believers who are having a difficult time, whether from persecution or something else or both, all of the above, whatever. They are having a tendency, at least being greatly tempted, to go backward, to move back to Judaism, to move back to legalism, to move back to those things that would be received more comfortably rather than the controversies that Christianity presented at those points in time. And the author of Hebrews will go through various iterations of the aspect of Judaism and compare that to the reality under Jesus Christ. And in chapter 7, we were looking, in a sense, preeminently, even before chapter 7, with the priesthood, the high priest in particular of Israel. And the authors, when he gets to chapter 8, he's talking about the fact that with Jesus, we're ushering in a new covenant. And with that new covenant comes a new high priest, a better high priest, indeed the best high priest. And he reiterates the problems with the high priest under the Mosaic law, the fact that, number one, they're humans and therefore they die. So they only go so long and then they've got to be constantly replaced. But probably the greatest issue that chapter 8 brings forward in a bit of a veiled sense is that with the old covenant, we were dealing with externals. Everything about the old covenant was outside of the believer. The believer had to bring his or her sacrifices to a priest who did something else with them, and this happened and that happened. Whereas with the new covenant, it all moves internally. God is going to write his law on our hearts. No longer will it be on tablets of stone. It's going to be on the hearts of the believer. The Holy Spirit will be in the believer, not exterior to the believer, coming and going, if you will, but interior. Every aspect of the new covenant is superior, and that's why he will quote from Jeremiah chapter 31, the passage on the new covenant, which is coming. That coming took place when Jesus Christ came as the Son of God to earth, lived a perfect, sinless life, died on a cross for the sins of his children, was resurrected, ascended, and now intercedes in the true temple in heaven, the true tent, as the great high priest seated at the right hand of God the Father. And that is why chapter 8 concludes with the notion that therefore that old covenant has become obsolete. It's not around anymore. Now we're under the new covenant. It's a very, very influential and powerful chapter. Let me read Hebrews chapter 8. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says, "Behold, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. May the Lord bless our reading and hearing of his inerrant, infallible word.